Matty Garwood for AusMade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country, and very much looking forward to Delta Goodrum Bridge over Troubled Dreams going around the country in September and October. I've got no idea, D, how you've got time to do this. You are flat out. You're doing book signings. You're doing performances on TV. You're doing meet and greets all over the place, and you're spending some time here on AusMade. Delta Goodrum, thanks for spending it with us.
Wow, of course. I would definitely not miss getting to chat with you all things that's been going on. I am so grateful for having the record out and finally people getting to know it and just having it a part of their lives now. It's so special when you work on something so hard to then, you know, send it out to the world, and then at the end of the year you get to tour it. You know, all those things are really busy, but I think that I'm so relieved just to have the album and the book and everything just out that it doesn't matter how tired I get during the week. I've done the creative art part that I'm like, oh, okay, go.
Yeah, now's the time to enjoy it. And it must be so humbling and so exciting to see another number one album, but not only, you know, being number one, but just showing how much your audience is still receiving, responding and engaging with you as a person that you are, an incredible person, but also an artist.
Yeah, I don't take that for granted, for sure. I know how hard it is to create anything in this world with so many options available, even though I'm still young, but because I started so young and I was only a 15-year-old, you know, I'm like, I've still got such fire and love for the industry as much as I did when I first started. And to have a number one again now, 18 to 20 years in, is very, very special.
And they're being treated to a heap of diversity on Bridge Over Troubled Dreams as well. We know, Dee, that you can rock it with the best of it, but where did Billionaire come from, this oldie rock grungy feel? And then to back that up with something like All My Friends and the brand new one with The Power as well, like, it's a real treat, hey?
It's funny because they say that you should dress that day like the type of song you want to make. Considering that when I'm writing, most of the time you'd be pushed to get me out of pajamas or a tracksuit. So I pretty much like to be as comfortable as possible. Yeah. I don't like any jewelry on. I like to just be completely like hair up, concentrating. But on the day I wrote Billionaire, I had this like cowgirly type hat. I don't know what mood I was in. Matt started playing this guitar and I just started singing over it. And I really did write the song the way I dressed that day. Like, I was like, I was 27, just started talking about my teenage years in this song, Billionaire. And each song really told a story, which is why the book had to go with the album.
And what kind of work, for someone who doesn't know, goes into putting a book together?
Well, it was really interesting because I had written a lot about what each song was and why they had come to be a part of this record, about owning your story, like owning the parts of you that you kind of want to face. It felt really natural to have written all these, kind of shared these stories in this writing with two people I was writing with the whole time. It kind of just happened very naturally. I knew there was a book with this from day one. And then we just like got all these photos from my phone and from different events and from the process of, you know, producing my own record is a whole process in itself. And I thought it would be, as soon as we're in a new transparent world, I can share, well, actually, this is the work that happens behind the record.
Yeah, absolutely. And so book number one, Bridge Over Troubled Dreams, the tour as well. We're looking at September and October, Australia, New Zealand. How has that been for you personally as well, to put all the work in and just knowing that in 1 minute we could get a notification right now like what's happening in Melbourne and say hotspots popped up. Like, how do you deal with that sort of thing, Delta?
First and foremost, I at all times want, you know, anyone who's coming to my shows or anything to be safe and well. Health is the most important thing in our entire world. I do go off the guidelines and listen to, you know, but at the same time, you know, I did move it from April because I felt like maybe we might be a little too early there. But at the same time, just because it was so unpredictable at the time, but September and October is still feeling good. And I feel that it'll be an absolute celebration to be in the room with everybody together. The touring part is having live music, having a night out. I think people will be really, you know, needing it by then. I know I will be.
Michelle and I, we were doing Weekend Sunrise with James Tobin on the weekend, and we just happened to see that you were performing as well. Is there anything that gets a little bit angsty about you going on and knowing that you've got so much to do, or do you just live in that moment?
I mean, like, I'm always going to have little butterflies, you know, but that's what fuels, you know, the go. I mean, these are my songs. These are what I've written. So I figure, well, if I play a wrong note, they are my own songs. I wrote it. I created it. If I play a bad note, it's really my thing.
It means that I'm doing an interpretation of my own song, you know? Yeah, so
exactly. When we went to see Kiss and Motley Crue, Paul Stanley started a song and he played the wrong chord. He's like, oh, that's jazz. I think he did that the tour. I think he did that exact same thing though. So what else? What else have we got coming up? What else have you got time to be doing? Are you and Maddie able to have any time to be having a personal life, or we're just full throttle?
It's definitely been, again, working on this so much. It's your baby. It's your heart and soul is working on the album and the book. And now my focus will shift to tour and just coming up with the show, just making it the best show I possibly can, like making sure I play all the songs everybody knows, you know, and then it's that balance because you want to play all the new songs. So yeah. I've like get my books out and start to sort of go, all right, this song for sure. This song might get a run. You know, you just sort of, you do a little, compile a little list of what you think you're going to play. And that'll be my focus. But there's always projects along the way. You know, we obviously I've got my incredible foundation. So that'll be a part of the year. There's always little surprises along the way.
Yeah. And you've got a dollar from the tickets going to the foundation as well.
Yes, I do. A dollar of every ticket sold to the tour goes to the foundation.
Well, we're very much looking forward to seeing Bridge Over Troubled Dreams in person, because we've got the book, another number one album. Like, credit to you, Delt. And I really appreciate you taking some time out. We're going to play The Power. Would you please, Delta Goodrum, like to introduce it for me?
Well, it's really important if you're listening to this song that you have to put both your hands up and do like a ooh in the middle of the song. It's like meant to really pump you up. So you have to put both hands up and then you have to go, we've got the power. Ooh.
Okay. Is that going to happen on tour? Imagine the whole crowd doing that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This song, you know, we always say, we're like, you're pumped, you're pumped. And so this song is a real pump up. It's called The Power. Give it a spin, Maddie.
I will.